Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, where we are currently going through the Old Testament prophet of Hosea. This is day 6 of our devotionals in Hosea, and today we're going to be looking at chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, and asking this question: why is the Lord so harsh to his people sometimes? That may seem like a different question to be asking, but that's our question to focus our attention on this passage today. Why is the Lord so harsh to his people sometimes? Hosea chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, and I am going to read this whole passage. It's kind of long, but it's beautiful and powerful, so I want us to hear the word of God together. "And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, and I will take away my wool and my flax, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall rescue her out of my hand. And I will put an end to all her mirth, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her appointed feasts. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, on which she said, 'These are my wages which my lovers have given me.' I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall devour them, and I will punish her for the feast days of the Baals, when she burned offerings to them, and adorned herself with her ring and jewelry, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards, and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from your mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land, and I will make you lie down in safety. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord." That's Hosea chapter 2, verses 8 through 20 in the English Standard Version. In Fiddler on the Roof, Tevi says, I know, we are your chosen people, but once in a while, can't you choose someone else?" Have you ever wondered why the Lord can be so harsh to his own people at times? While Tevi's theology leaves much to be desired, it does seem like God appoints extra measures of hardship for his own people. If you read the prophets, God has some very harsh things to say to his own people too. Verses 8 to 13 of Hosea 2 contain some very harsh pronouncements against Israel. Why? Have you ever seen an intervention? What do you do when someone you love is bent on self-destruction? Sometimes addicts have to hit rock bottom before they'll see their desperate need for help clearly enough to do whatever it takes to get freedom. Sadly, too many addicts have enablers in their lives who prop them up and allow them to keep feeding their addiction instead of getting the real help they desperately need. God loves his people too much to leave us alone in our sin. He loves us too much to abandon us to our idolatry. Israel was addicted to the Baals, a series of false Canaanite gods that made empty promises and demanded heavy sacrifices. Their idolatry was spiritual adultery, and God was determined to have his bride for himself, not to share her with others. We are in the same condition as Israel when we turn to the world instead of to the Lord. As we saw on day two, James makes our condition very clear. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? James 4:4-5. Now, thankfully, the passage in James doesn't end there. R.C. Sproul said the most important word in the Bible is but. And verse 6 of James 4 begins, but he gives more grace. In Hosea 2, the but turning point comes in the words, therefore, behold, at the beginning of verse 14. Why does God use the word therefore and not the word but here in Hosea 2? Because the Lord is telling Israel why he is being so harsh to them. He wants them to know the reason for his discipline. He takes away what is precious to them so he can fill their emptiness with himself. He wants to break them of their love for the Baals so he can replace that love with his own love. If you are choosing to love the world more than your Lord, he will love you enough to break you of your idols. The breaking will be painful, but he does it in love to win your heart back to himself.